Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I know last time I said it was going to be a short one, and it wasn't, but this time it will be. Right now, it is February 12th, 2025, and there's this thing called the 212 portal. I don't know a lot about it, but it's a 24-hour window, and it's supposed to be magical. So, yesterday, actually 2 days ago at 5 p.m., I messaged my mastermind girls on Voxer and I said, ladies, let's call something in the next 24 hours. I'm always talking about my 24-hour rule. And usually though, I apply that rule when I have an idea for something or I want to create something or I need something. And I'll take, you know, all right, 24 hours, this is what I need, let's go. And I've never actually purposefully said, I'm going to make this happen in 24 hours. So I know it sounds kind of weird. It sounds like the same thing, but usually the idea comes first and then I give it a 24-hour deadline. This time I took my 24-hour deadline and said, what can I do in 24 hours? Like just curious, just testing my awesomeness, testing the universe, seeing what God can bring in. And so it was 5 p.m. What's today? Today is Wednesday. So it was 5 p.m. on Monday. And I said, I'm thinking like I want to call in a $5,000 client. And I was like, I don't know. I got kind of scared, which is weird. I don't normally get scared. I was like, that's kind of like a high. Like I have proposals out, but they're for speaking gigs. None of them are for a coaching client. And so I was like, I'd like to call in. I've got two spots open for coaching for, you know, not strategy sessions, individual ones, but like long-term coaching, like 3 to 6 month coaching containers. And one of them cost $5,000. So I was like, I'd like to call in, you know, a $5,000 client. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of second guessing that. So I said, actually, I'm going to call in a paid speaking gig in the next 24 hours. I've got a lot of proposals out. If one of them come back, yes, that counts. But also I'd like it to be a new one. So notice I was a little wishy-washy on my request. And I said, all right, it's 5 o'clock, girls, ready, go. What do you want to call in? Put the challenge out to my mastermind. And two of them replied back pretty quickly. And one of them said, I want to call in $5,000. And the other one said, yeah, I'll call in $5,000 too. It sounds crazy for me, but let's call in $5,000. And I was like, oh man, they're all calling in $5,000. And I kind of like, I was like, fine, whatever. So I go home that evening and I do everything but try to get a speaking client. I don't know what my deal was. Call it self-sabotage, call it like it wasn't the thing I should have been calling in, whatever. And so I come home, you know, messaging people. I wrote a post. I did all the things. I emailed my email list. And so I did everything. And I actually was trying to sell in my email, in my post, in the DMs was Wisdom and Woo, the course that Jess and I just put out. It's ready for instant access. It's fire bomb, whatever you want to call it. It's really good, super juicy. And I know it's going to really help people, but that's only $111, right? So I'd have to call in a lot of those to bring in $5,000. So that was kind of a, not my best or my finest hour with strategy. So then the next day comes and I'm like, oh, it's noon. I'm meeting with my mastermind girls. She's like, one of them says, how are you doing with the $5,000 thing? And I go, yeah, I actually didn't put an amount on my calling in my speaking gig, but this morning I have two DMs in LinkedIn to speak at summits, two different summits. One's an international women's summit or business summit, and one is a domestic, local, not local, but like United States women's summit. And so I was like, you know, I don't know what the details are. I don't know if they're paid or not. I don't typically do a lot of free things. I save that for like, you know, nonprofits or, you know, like different organizations that I support. And so I was like, I got to look into it. So they're like, oh, so you called in two speaking gigs. That's amazing because you didn't put a price on it. I was like, oh shit, you're right. So here's my 2 cents. There's still more to this story though. It actually gets crazier. So I did call in speaking gigs, right? And I didn't attach the $5,000 price tag to it because I was too afraid to do that. So I called in two probably non-paid speaking gigs. So that's my bad right there. My thought is I may still do them because it's a huge audience, both of them, and I could sell from the stage and sell anything else I wanted to, get lots more followers, lots of visibility, nothing wrong with that. So I was like, all right, I guess I did it. Like, that's kind of cool. I was like, the craziest thing is, though, I did nothing to try to get on stages. I did everything else to besides the stages effort. And my thought is, even though I wanted the stage and I worked towards something else, the stages still came because that's what I told the universe I wanted. I wanted to be on the stage. I was very clear. I wanted to call in a speaking gig in the next 24 hours. I didn't tell the universe, I'm going to do everything in my power to get on the stages and that's going to yield me a stage. I just said, I want to be on the stage in the next 24 hours, call that in. And it happened. What I did though, which I think helped solidify me calling that in, was I got to work. I did work on something that made me visible, that got me out there, that put effort into the universe for my business in general. And what the universe, nobody bought Wisdom and Woo in the last 24 hours that I know of. I haven't checked. So to me, I could look at that effort as a waste because I did all this work and nothing came in. Or I can say that's going to come in the future. That's some work I put out there. And what did come in was exactly what I asked for. While I was on that mastermind call, from 12:30 to 2:30, I got a client that text messaged me that she's in for the $5,000 offer. And I had at that point released my 24-hour challenge because I had achieved it and I was happy with it. I thought that was kind of cool. And I said to the universe that I didn't want the I said the $5,000 I thought was too big and I got scared. But it was my original thought. It was the original thing I wanted to call in, and I had two of my girls support me and also say they wanted the same thing. And not only did I call in that $5,000, two speaking gigs, I also called in another $1,000 client in the process. And I've got a DM in my LinkedIn right now for a woman who's getting on my calendar who wants to talk to me about LinkedIn work. So friends, this all happened. Technically, that woman came in this morning, so we'll say 36 hours for that last one, but I don't know what she wants yet, assuming it's done in a day LinkedIn, which is $2,500. But anyway, the point is I called in two speaking gigs and a $6,000 worth of business in the last 24 hours because I focused my mind, my energy, and my desires, and I put it out into the universe. I said, I want to do this in 24 hours. Let's make it happen. And it happened. And so listen, here's the thing. I talk about woo being the glue. I talk about having an amazing strategy, you know, being hyper-focused with your visualization. There is something to be said when you do this kind of work, magic truly happens. I mean, am I going to try it again today and see what I can call in? Maybe, because it becomes a game. This is what happens when you learn what works and you can just gamify it. And it's not me messing with the universe or testing God. That's not at all what I'm doing. I am co-creating with the creator of the universe. He wants me to have everything. The creator, God, source, wants us to have absolutely everything we desire. It is for us. It's in our heart. It's in our brain. We speak it because it's in our plan. It's in the plan that we had that the creator and I co-created together before I agreed to come down here and live this earthly existence. We said this is going to happen. I knew more than likely that within this, I was going to challenge myself. I wasn't challenging the universe. I challenged myself, but I invited the universe in. I invited God in to this challenge. And he was probably like, yes, girl, let's do it. Yes, God's fabulous. And he speaks to me that way sometimes. But that is what happens when you embody the work that I do. It really is the wisdom and woo work. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to sell you the course. I'll put it in the show notes though. But there is magic to be made. There's magic in us, Holy Spirit, the power to create everything we truly want. You want a new house? Start manifesting that new house. I can probably help you do that. You want to write the book and be a best-selling author? I can probably help you do that. Like, I have cracked the code on how to be magical. I literally, for as long as I can remember, since I was a kid, and we probably all had this idea as a kid, and then it faded as we became adults, but I always thought that I had magic powers. I watched shows like Charmed or Supernatural or, like, you name it. Harry Potter. I love all those things. I don't care what people think about those shows. They're imaginative. They're whimsy. They're magical. They're all, in the end, all of these people that had magic powers had the magic within them. Every single one of them. And there was a source, an unseen source that helped them to execute the things they needed to do to either save the day or, you know, heal somebody. Like, all of this magic is out there for us to take. It's probably unseen until you make it seen. I say probably because I still think I can, like, orb places. Someday I'll time travel. Actually, I time travel all the time. I have a whole episode about it. But my point is, it wasn't just my imagination. I had those thoughts in me my whole life because eventually I was going to tap into this power and co-create with the universe, with God, to be able to make everything happen that I want happen. Now, let's be honest. I don't have, like, the fanciest house. I do have a fancy car, but, like, I don't have, like, a huge pool in the backyard. Like, I am not living my, like, highest material life right now, if you will. It's not because we can't afford it. It's just because it's not a priority, right? If I wanted to call in something like a pool this summer, which I probably don't because nobody wants to work on a pool all summer. Like, I could. That's my point. Like, if I want something, I have 100% certainty that I can call it in. And I teach this. This is what I do. So that woman who is paying $5,000 to work with me for the next 6 months is going to be able to do the same thing. I'm going to track her magic and see what power she comes into. Mine apparently is money magic. That's what my girls all dubbed me. They used to call me the quick cash queen, because I'm really good at helping businesses, small businesses mostly, or solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, to, when they're struggling for cash, to call it in. Not just magically, but create a program or come up with an offer that they can put out, and here's the way to market it, and here's how you bring in the people, and blah, blah, blah. I'm really good at, one of my clients was, like, struggling big time, and she's like, I just need, like, $5,000, like, yesterday. It probably wasn't $5,000, but $5,000 is on my mind. And so we came up with this quick program for her to sell to her current clients, and all she needed was two of them to say yes. And two of them said yes. Now, would I have liked her to bring in, like, four or five of them? Absolutely. But she stopped it at two because that's what she needed. And then she wanted to move on. But, like, I often can come up with quick ideas for people to make money in their business or to make money in general, even if they don't have a business technically. Because I used to do it back in my career day too, when I was a 9-to-5er. And since then, I still have that power, of course, but since then, I have magnified it to the degree that it's not just money I'm helping people call in. It is their purpose for being on this earth. It is the exact business that they've always dreamed of. Sometimes it's even the relationship. I was on a strategy call recently, and the woman wanted to talk about, she's a 9-to-5er, she has a side hustle, wanted to transition it into, you know, kind of create a timeline for when she can go full-time in business. And we did that. And I said, all right, we got like 10 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to talk about? She's like, how are you at relationships? I'm like, give me a try. What's happening? And we talked about her marriage. And I pulled my self-leadership expertise out of my hat. And although we were on a business call, I know how directly connected our heart is to our business. So I gave her some tips of how to zhuzh up her marriage. Nothing too sexy, but mostly about her, how she can lead herself, how she can be an example, what she can control. And then from there, it would kind of ripple into the marriage. And she was like, that's funny. You say you're not a, you know, relationship counselor, but you just pretty much saved my marriage. And I was like, aw, and it was 10 minutes. So here's the thing. If you want to create the best life that you could even imagine, one that you can't even imagine yet because your brain can't comprehend the fabulousness that is meant for you, let me help you. Let's sit on a call. I do free strategy sessions. Go to my website. Actually, I'll put the link in the show notes too. Get on a call with me. We'll talk for a half hour. We'll see where you're at. We'll see if you want to work with me. We'll see what it looks like to work together. And if we both agree that this is something we should move forward with, we will work together. Technically that girl just took a spot, but I have one spot open from now until spring. I typically only take 2 or 3 full-time clients and I have 2 already. So I want to give you all my energy if I can. I don't want to split it too much, but if you get on the call and you're like, yep, this is for me and I'm ready to invest. I'm ready to do the work. I'm ready to make such a transformation in my personal and professional life that now is the time. Even if it's not and you're curious, get on a call with me. Let's have a conversation. Let's make some magic. Let's make some magic, because I'm telling you, what I did in 24 hours to call in the speaking gigs, the $5,000 in closing a deal with a different client is minimal to what I actually can do. If I could do that in 24 hours, think about what we could do together in 24 days, 24 months. Like, can you imagine? Can you absolutely imagine? I'm going to go meditate on that because I want to imagine what I can do in the next 24 days. Oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. All right, friends, let's make some magic. Here's my thoughts. Of course, I want to work with you, and that wasn't really the purpose of this call, although it's kind of where it went. The point is, you are magical. You have the power right now within you to create any transformation that your heart desires. Stop playing small. Figure out what it is you want. Pray on it. Meditate on it. Ask the universe. Ask your guides. Ask God for the plan. And then write it down and execute it. Listen to my last episode. It was 3 things you need to do to be successful, and it is so good. And then listen to Woo is the Glue, because that's also so good. My last couple of podcasts have been amazing. I'm just saying. I'm feeling it. So, friends, stop playing small. You are made of magic. You are a co-creator with God of our universe. He created the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the trees, and he created you. You think that was a mistake? No. It was purposeful. It was strategic. It was precise. You are exactly who he made you to be. And he wants everything for you. And so do I. Okay, friends. I'm going to put in the show notes a few episodes as well as my link to get on my calendar. Let's just talk it out. Let's figure out what your magic is and how we can amplify it this year. All right. Until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.